That's some good shit. That is, what's his name? Blake. And I'm not going to be able to see it, am I? Let's see this. That's Blake Morgan, Maybe I'm Amazed, the Paul McCartney song. Man, his voice is so hot. Makes me think of Chris Cornell a little bit. And, you know, he doesn't hit some of those high notes that Paul did, but man, it's such a perfect... I like the reserved, understated feel of... that's what I prefer in a vocalist. I don't need you to show me exactly, you know, how many twists and turns you can do in this many seconds. I'm not impressed by that. I mean, if you can just do a solid sound and, you know, a great treatment of a great song, man, you've won me over. And this guy won me over. Blake Morgan. And this song is pod safe, meaning I'm allowed to play it on this podcast. He got the rights, the licensing from Paul McCartney or whoever owns the rights to his song. And I'm now allowed to put this on the podcast. So I think that's pretty freaking awesome if you ask me. Man, I've listened to that a few times today. And I found it off the Daily Source Code off yesterday's or 2 days ago, the episode or something like that. And whew, the first time I heard it just blew me away. So I went out and grabbed it today and put it on there and listened to it while I did my work. And today, what was my work all about? Email. Yes, email. It's funny how this stuff works, you know. You find one little piece of information and then it seems to that brings up a question, and all you have to do is turn your head and there's the answer in another piece of information. At least the way I receive information, you know, in a feed reader, just there's these little morphogenetic grooves that people, you know, like they say, if I invent something, someone around the world is inventing something at the same time. And it seems to be that way. Maybe they read each other's posts and that's what inspires it. But a lot of times I know for a fact that these are unrelated blogs that I'm reading, yet they're hitting on the same thing. And for me, it was just about finding a couple really important articles today, because obviously I'm setting up my MacBook Pro and I'm wanting to get email totally straightened away. And I've been following the Merlin Man 43 folders, getting things done approach of having an inbox at zero. You won't see any emails in there. And I do that once a week. And then usually it'll get to maybe 20 emails at the most, but I'm handling them. And those 20 emails aren't big of a deal. They don't cause much stress. But I'd like to get it down to zero every time I'm in there. So one of the things I started to realize was, a lot of the time I'm spending on spam, and I mean, we all do, but I've been online. My grahamenglish.com address has been online since 2001, I believe. And that's enough time to get spammed. And not only that, excuse me, when you make mistakes and you put things into forums and you put your email on your site, and this was before the days of, you know, what we knew. You just did that stuff because you wanted someone to email you. Well, I'm getting email. So I'm setting this up and I'm importing all my email from my old computer. And I set this new MacBook Pro up fresh. I didn't import all my settings and stuff. I just wanted a fresh system. And I, you know, look at the apps that I actually use. Not just install everything that I've always had, but what are the ones I use? And I wanted to keep the system clean. And the same, so I was looking at email. I didn't want to just transfer everything. I wanted to figure out what's the best way to do this. So I happened to come across a post by Merlin Mann about how to use a single mail app archive. And I've had about five, maybe seven folders, you know, a newsletter folder, my Absolute Pitch Power folder, some other folders, friends and family folder and stuff. And all of these, I just keep putting them in there. But it's been getting to the point where, like, all right, now I don't have actually a folder to put this. So do I need to create a folder? And I said, no, I'm not going to. I've been putting it in this archive folder that I've had for a long time. And then I come across this post and I said, all right, I'm gonna implement this. Because a lot of the times just search will find what you want on Mac Mail. A lot of people use Gmail, but I use Gmail in Google, in Mac Mail. A couple of reasons. One, I love the functionality of Mac Mail. I can, you know, if you've got one more than one email address, then you can filter them all together. You can't do that in Gmail unless you import your email into Gmail, which is one of the things I did today, and I'll talk about that in a second. But Where was I? That siren threw me off. So I decided to get rid of all of my folders because it was getting to the point where I didn't want to add more, but some of the ones I had weren't being used. So I started to look at this post and creating some smart mailboxes. These are mailboxes that have like a smart playlist in iTunes. It's the kind of same thing. You give it some criteria and it'll find what you want. So it's more like a filter. And it looks like a folder, but it's a filter, and they're easy to delete and easy to set up rather than having to drag and drop a ton of different emails. So that's what I did. I got rid of all of my folders. I imported all of my mail from my old computer, and when I needed to, I tagged them using mail tags. Now, this is a really cool little add-on that you can put on mail that tags your mail. So no more do I put my receipts into the receipts folder. I just tag them receipts and dump them into the archive. Because how often do I actually search for receipts? It's very rare. So if I need to, I can either just search for it or create a quick smart folder and find things that way. It's going to be much better, I can tell already. And then one of the things that I did, so tagging message was the one thing, getting rid of all the folders. And I've got this one archive folder, and I started to look at, okay, now I've got email accounts. I've got about five of them, my Gmail, my .Mac, my grahamenglish.com, and a couple business emails, three business emails. And at times I've had more than that, but I started to say, what the hell, how can I get this down to a few more? So, you know, wouldn't you know it, that this is where the synergy comes in. I'm reading a book that just came out, iPhone, The Missing Manual. You all know I have an iPhone. If you don't know it, well, you do now. It's an amazing, amazing gadget. It's so, so cool. And what I do on that is I end up deleting just tons of spam. GrahamEnglish.com just gets tons of spam. So I'm checking it twice. I'm checking it on my iPhone and I'm checking it on my mail. And it makes absolutely zero sense for me to do that. It's just wasting more time. So he has this article, or this chapter, subsection of a chapter on email called Surviving Email Overload. And it's all about the spam problem. Now, the Mac mail program has great spam filtering, and I use it a lot. It learns exactly what you can teach it, and eventually you can give it more and more power. It's got really flexible settings. So I've been using that for a long time. And that would get rid of a lot of mail, but of course it wasn't doing it before it reached my email account, therefore my iPhone. I was deleting tons of spam, and it was ridiculous because it's not as fast. You have to do one by one. You can't select multiple emails on the iPhone. So I signed up for, or I set up my Gmail account. I had a Absolute Pitch Power Gmail account. I signed up for that, and I put all of those related email accounts going to that. And I put that Gmail into my Mac mail program, and what will happen now is its spam filters will work, and then whatever I download will come into my Mac mail filtered through, so there's no spam in what I download. And then further, I can have further spam filters in Mac. I took a big faithful leap, and I actually deleted my GrahamEnglish.com email because I imported that into my GrahamEnglish@gmail address, and so now I'm checking everything through there. So now I'm only checking two email addresses on the phone, my .Mac and my .Mac and my GrahamEnglish Gmail, and the work one, the Absolute Pitch one, and Accelerated Learning and other stuff. Those I don't need to check those on the phone. Those can wait. If I needed to add it to the phone because I was going on vacation and didn't have laptop access, fine, I could do it. It's not a problem to sync it up. I'd still only be checking three emails, and the amount of spam I'd be getting would be really low. So far, so good. I'm really happy about it. That's what I probably spent 4 or 5 hours today doing, was getting this system so that, one, I'm not wasting time on my iPhone deleting email. Two, I'm not wasting any time deleting spam on my computer. That's all being done by Gmail's amazing filters, spam filters. And now I just have to test it out and see how it works. But I'm really happy about getting email together. And now it won't be much of a chore to get my inbox to zero, because spam has been taken out of the equation altogether, and it's just getting stuff done. Yeah, I'm really happy about that. And let's see, did I do anything else today? No, that was it. It was all email. It was all email and setting up this computer. And in preparation for this podcast, I realized some settings that I needed to do, because GarageBand just kept crashing and crashing every time I just try and play simple two tracks. And I realized my power settings were forcing the disc asleep while it was trying to play from the disc, and that was causing some trouble. And got that all figured out, so now I can record podcasts, I believe, with no problem. I still haven't figured out how to, you know, dump tracks in on the fly and what I can do while I'm actually recording a voice. I don't know if that's that flexible. I think a lot of this stuff will have to be done post-production. But I didn't have anything else to say. I just wanted to talk about my email thing. If you've got a Gmail account, you know that you love it. If you've got a Mac, I highly recommend downloading your Gmail into Mac, because one, you can work at it on it offline, which is a great thing. Two, you can have greater control, like different filters. So it filters first in the Gmail, and then when you get there, you've got new filters because you've got smart mailboxes. Everything integrates, so sending a Safari URL with mail is easy. Apple Script with mail, so you can do all kinds of cool things. Smart mailboxes, your address book syncs with mail really easily. iCal and mail, they integrate really nicely, so you can put a to-do or an event with an email. You can tag it and have this event for it, and then that goes to iCal immediately, and then in iCal it'll have a link back to the email, so you can just double click on that link and it opens up mail, and there's the email with all your flight information or whatever that event happens to be. Really rocks. The basic Mac apps, man, you don't need anything else. I'm getting into Firefox more and more, but it will never get rid of Safari for me. So that's all. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to end this, and I'm going to give you guys a link to what's his name? How do I remember his name? Blake Morgan. It's kind of hard to remember for me. Blake Morgan. And I'm going to go out with that song again because it's just so goddamn bad. All right, check this out, and you guys have a good weekend.